And thereafterwards, the teacher thinks over it and says, Trina chiketas tribhiretya sandhim trikarma krittaradi janma mrityuhu brahma dekhyam devamidyam viditva nichayeya nichaye mam shantimatyandamidhi. Trina chiketaha. Now, this is the style of the Upanishads. The triple Nachiketa fire. That is, one who has done this Nachiketa fire without the desire to go to heaven. Desireless. If this ritual is done in a spirit of dedication, in a spirit of love and devotion unto the Lord, those who have done three times this fire worship, this oblation to the fire, called Nachiketa, Tribhiretya Sandhim, who is joined by the three, who is doing that karma under the influence of three, Trikarma Krit, and he lives pursuing the three karmas regularly. It's only said three, three, three. Now, what are the three? The teacher must have already given the student the entire discourse. And these are called mantras, just words which will remind the student all that he has heard in the classroom. These are notes, as it were, because in those days there were no printed books. Therefore, the teacher cannot advise the students that it is better that you get a book so that you can now and then read it, and probably chances are that some of the ideas might filter into you. In those days, there is no question of books because printing has not started. So the student receives the knowledge directly from the teacher into his memory slabs. But after all, they are a human frailty. How am I to remember all that I heard? So then you, just as you take down notes, where you don't write down everything, you are not a stenographer, but you write the main points, you said, so that when you read the points, you remember the whole talk, how it developed, and what all the teachers said. In the same way, these, after the discourse, the teachers made it into mantra form, minimum words, maximum suggestiveness for the student. And these mantras they remembered, memorized. So that whenever they are thinking of the mantra, the whole discourse or the teachings that the teacher has given comes into his and bursts into his understanding or memory. So here, how are you and I to understand what it is? The Shankara's commentary expounds. Those who are doing without any desire, please, because after all the student asked, those who are desiring the heaven, how can they reach? This is the ritual. Then, supposing I have not the desire, should I do it? You may do it. It becomes pure dedicated worship. When thus without ego and egocentric desires, selfish desires, when you are doing the function or the actions, the existing vasanas get exhausted. Therefore, the mind and intellect becomes quiet and contemplative, and the contemplative mind with which the truth can be realized. So self-purification. Thus here it says, those who have done this karma or this fire three times, offering into the fire oblations three times, tribhiretya sandhim, under the influence of the three. Shankara in the commentary expounds that they are under the influence of father, mother and the guru, the teacher. When the student is thus doing or the grihastha is doing this karma, there must be the father and the mother. Not father in Florida, mother in the Rockies and I rotting in California. You know, that sort of thing will not do. They must be there. Why? In their presence, my tapas, my self-control becomes much more. Similarly, my own teacher next to me. Thus, those who are under the influence of these three, meaning well under control, no excesses, and you are doing these three Nachiketa fire three times, Trikarma Krit, a Brahmin or a spiritual student is supposed to do three duties. Yes, only the three duties. One, to study the scriptures. Number two, distribute that knowledge, what you have understood, to others. Discuss it with others. And number three, try to help everybody. Gifts. Not only in the spiritual field, but physically, emotionally. With, if in case I have got wealth or I have got anything is extra, share it with others. If I have not got the wealth, if I got the health, share that health and help those who have not got the strength. If I got emotion and sympathy, give it to others who deserve it or who need it. Intellectually, whatever little you know, you share it with others. Thus, whether it is with the extra wealth of the world outside that you possess, or your physical body and its strength, or your emotional beauty, or your intellectual understanding, share what you have got with others is called a gift. Charity. Charity doesn't mean money in the pocket only. Because there are very many people, especially in India, I heard, Swamiji, what a pity. I am very charitable in my mind, but Lord has not given me any money. While the rascals who have got the money, they have no charity at all. No, please. If you are charitably inclined, there is enough in us to share with others. It may not be the wealth outside. It may not be health, because health, you yourself have not got the health. It may be that you have got a beauty of mind to sympathize, to love, to be careful, care others or tender towards others. Sometimes you have not got the emotional extra love to give, but you have got intellectual understanding of one field or the other. Why not share? Why not give it to others? Thus it is a spirit of sharing, which need not necessarily be the wealth. Thus those who are involved, engaged in these three functions or duties, constantly studying the scriptures, reflecting and understanding it exhaustively, teaching it to others, these are the duties of a spiritual student. And why am I teaching to the others? Number one, he will be benefited. Number two, the real benefit is to myself. When I am discussing it with others, I am trying to communicate to others, my own thought becomes clear. My own understanding takes root. Thus, those who are continuously studying the scriptures and teaching it to others, who has got the large-heartedness to feel sympathy with others and therefore charitable, who is living under the influence of the father and mother and the guru, when he has done the three times Nachiketa fire, Brahma Jajnyam Deva Midyam Viditva, he comes to realize that Brahma Jajnyam, that which is born out of Brahman, the reality, Deva Midyam, that Deva, that consciousness or the illumining principle, worshipful illumining principle. Nichaye Mam Shantyam Atyanta Vedi. They come to experience that infinite state within, and as a result of it, what? Shantyam Atyanta Vedi. He come to reach, the student or the seeker reaches a state of Atyanta, extreme Shanti, peace. He reaches a state of peace that passeth all understanding. It is not the peace of an excitement or a demand of the body, and when you are satisfied, there is a peace. No doubt, that is not what it is. But the mind and intellect get merged in that infinitude. Therefore, agitation centers have been completely annihilated. no whiff of agitation anymore. Therefore, the peace that passeth all understanding, he can reach even there. So, three times this Nachiketa offerings, if you can do, oblations you can do. That three is very, very pertinent. If you can, in this great work or karma, in this great ritual, offer unto the Lord, whom you are invoking through the ritual, worship, three times, meaning the body, the mind, the intellect. When all the three are offered unto him, what remains? What remains? That which is behind the mind, the intellect, the subject, the pure seed of consciousness, not conscious of things, because there is nothing. The objects have ended, pure consciousness. An individual can reach the highest. Though it is, you asked me for a method by which those who have got desires may fulfill them. Yes, with the desire when you do it, that desire will be fulfilled. But without the desires when you are doing the same ritual, the spiritual unfoldment is the result.